full assessment were never quite completed, and I think that was at the heart of the problem. It wasn't that people were doing bad work, they just weren't possibly getting the work done to the best of their ability.
A nurse has been found not guilty of the manslaughter of a pensioner he was treating at a Birmingham care home. 91-year-old Iris Teal, who lived in the Aston Court nursing home near Sutton Coldfield, died after suffering a broken leg in 2011. Her nurse, Santosh Rajan, was cleared by a jury at Birmingham Crown Court this morning. Four Polish burglars who beat a university professor, fracturing his eye socket, have been jailed. Kingston Crown Court heard that Paul Kohler was left in fear of his life during the attack at his home in Wimbledon in South London last August. Two of his attackers received 19-year sentences. The other two were jailed for 13 years. A spokesperson for a Birmingham pub says they acted within the law when bouncers carried a wheelchair user down from an upstairs floor. 20-year-old Troy Hitchens, who has cerebral palsy, was at the King's Head in Harbourne on Saturday night. His friends carried him up the stairs because the lift was broken, but he says he was made to feel like a piece of furniture when doorman carried him to the downstairs bar. Becca Underwood from the pub says she tried to contact Troy to say sorry, but they acted within the rules.
Troy's safety was absolutely paramount to the King's Head, and as it is with all of our patrons, and we deemed it, you know, unsafe for him to have ascended in the first place, and asked if he would like to go downstairs. We would extend our opening hours, which were originally closed at 12 midnight, till 2 a.m. Yeah. So that he could enjoy his night with his friends.
The motor barge, which carried Sir Winston Churchill's coffin when his state funeral was held 50 years ago, has retraced its original route. Members of his family joined guests on board during a day of remembrance for the wartime leader. David Cameron paid homage to Churchill in Parliament this morning.
History has been kind to Winston Churchill, not because he wrote it, but because he shaped it. He left a Britain more free, more secure, more brave, and more proud.
Finally, taking a look at the weather. Cold with some wintry showers about, but less than yesterday. Temperatures at 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Wintry showers overnight, with temperatures dipping down to minus 1 degree Celsius, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Hey, David Cameron, it's braver and it's prouder. Those are the words. We don't say more. More brave and more, we say braver and prouder. Two things in Charlotte's excellent news bulletin that have left me scratching my head. Why on earth are we commemorating a funeral? I mean, 50 years ago to the day he died, okay, yeah, fine, then we'll have a little thing about that and a little drinky poos and whatever. But the funeral? Really? What date was your nan's funeral? You don't know, do you? You'd probably know what day she died. I don't. But so there's that. If you can explain why we're commemorating, I know it's Churchill, right? Well, I'm not knocking Churchill at all. But if you can explain to me why we're commemorating a funeral, because it was his death. Was it? It may have been last Saturday when we were on air. Joe, I'm looking to you for fact. Give me fact.
I'll have to check it on Wikipedia.
Oh, no, not Wikipedia, because now someone's going to go in there and hack it. And make it say that Churchill was a gay cowboy. No, that was me. It said that about me on Wikipedia for ages, that I was a gay cowboy. I've never ridden a horse in my life. And I changed it so many times, I got banned from changing my Wikipedia. I got banned from changing my own Wikipedia page.
So they kept going on hacking it and changing it back?
Well, yeah, to say I was a gay cowboy and that I was in a Kiss tribute band. Both of those things, I would love all of those things to be true. None of them were.
24th of January. So the 24th of January was a Saturday. Yes, it was.
So it was Saturday.
We were on air.
We were on air and we didn't do anything about the day he died. And we're on air and it's the 50th anniversary of his funeral. What is Churchill trying to do to us? He's haunting us.
Well,
Churchill is haunting this show.
Strange that we didn't do anything about the day he died,
yep.
But we are going to talk
isn't
about
it?
The
isn't it?
Funeral.
Mm. He is haunting us and I don't like it one bit. It's almost as bad as having a female Ghostbuster. Now, are all of the Ghostbusters in the new film going to be...
yes.
They're all women.
All women. Now, that's, all women.
Now, that is inappropriate.
Why?
Or is it good?
I don't think it makes any difference, does it?
Well, who are they going to be? Which women are they going to be?
I don't think it's been decided.
They were all men originally.
Yes.
Next, they'll be saying we'll have a black woman playing James Bond and Doctor Who in a gay clinch.
Yeah.
Which is not going to happen. Not under my watch. 03453 009956. So we're already focusing far too much on Churchill and Ghostbusters,
and not about anything that we actually had in our talked about in our production meeting. Yeah.
No. The other thing, right? The fella in the wheelchair that got carried down the stairs from and the woman that owned the bar was on Danny's show. Is that right?
Yeah.
The sound.
No. It was All on Breakfast.
All on Breakfast. Right. How did he get up the stairs? He must have been carried up the stairs.
That's the point. He was carried up the stairs.
Then what's his beef?
He was then carried back down the stairs by the establishment people.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. Yeah. It's confusing, isn't it? I saw the pictures, and at first I thought, oh, that's out of order. But then I thought, it's because the lift wasn't working, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a health and safety regulation of public buildings, that if there is, you cannot escape from a floor quickly, if there was, like, I don't know, a fire, then you're not allowed in there. That's the law.
That's exactly
that is the law of the land. Thank you, John. Well, I'm really glad we've sorted that out. See you tomorrow at 9.
Okay, see you then.
Thanks, bye. Oh, blimey, I got another 2 hours and whatever. 03453 009956 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. So there was an earthquake. It was in Leicester, but the afterglow. What do you call it? The afterglow. Of your love. No, that's a Small Faces song. What do you call it? The epicentre. Were you allowed to call them an epicentre anymore? The epicentre is in Loughborough, but it was felt in Birmingham and the surrounding areas. I don't believe in earthquakes. I don't believe in earthquakes. Shall I tell you why? I've never felt one. I've seen the video footage, but you can do so much with special effects these days. I don't buy it. The earth moved as a quake measuring 3.8 on the Richter scale was felt across the Midlands. Right. How much does the Richter scale, named, of course, after the actor Andy Richter, how much is the Richter... Yeah, sure, we're talking about Richter scales. How much does the Richter scale go up to, Joe?
Why am I looking? 12.
No. Why would we have a measuring system that's based on 12s?
Hang on, wait.
Why not the decimal system as opposed to the what would you call it? A hexadecimal? No. What would you duodecimal? The duodecimal? This really is the show where we should have done some work beforehand instead of just having coffee and posh sandwiches. 12 Richters? No, you're thinking of the Beaufort scale.
Base 10.
So it's 10. So it goes up to 10.
Yeah.
Just check for me the Beaufort scale. I'm going to say that's 12. That's wind. You would need an extra 2 for wind. 03453 009956. If I keep saying it, maybe someone will dial those numbers and see what happens. Well, what will happen is you come on the radio and you win pure gold. You don't win any gold. There's no gold to be won, but you get to come and have a chat. Anyway, so 3.8 out of a possible 10, that is poor. That's a poor earthquake.
12.
Thank you. Beaufort, yeah?
Yeah.
Named after Lord Beaufort. And who are Belisha Beacons named after? Lord Belisha. Can you believe that? There was a guy whose name was Belisha. Sorry? That's true.
Just play a track.
Oh, flipping it. Belisha Dixon. Do you get it? But seriously, there was a guy called Lord Belisha. That's a fact. That's a fact. But Belisha Dixon's like a funny addendum to a fact. Banter. No, I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday. Searching for an answer. 03453 009956. Don't be intimidated. We're spitting gold out from both ends at the moment. And, oh, Martin wants a piece. Morning, Martin. I'll try with the correct time of day and see if he responds to that. Afternoon,
yeah,
Martin.
Afternoon, yeah.
Yes, excellent stuff indeed. What would you like to say, Martin?
Yeah, well, I'm part of the Ranjit fan club.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you say part of the Ranjit fan club, how big is that Ranjit fan club?
Well, it's getting bigger and bigger all the time.
It's just you, isn't it, Martin? And you're eating a lot.
No, I'm not, actually.
Okay.
No, what we're doing is we've built up a lot of... There's a lot of force behind Ranjit.
Yes, yeah, there's a lot of something behind him, yeah. Wasn't that funny?
Oh, dear me, I know. I'll tell you what. Yeah. You know what? You're a good'un. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
But what we're doing is now we've got to back Ranjit up because... Last week, you didn't give him a chance to finish what he had to say, did you?
He was banging on about nonsense, as usual. I don't even remember what...
Brought the subject up,
I'll bring my fist up to your face in a minute, young man. Sorry?
Sorry.
What?
Here we go again.
Yeah.
No, but you brought the subject up.
Yes?
No.
Martin.
And he was trying to make a point.
Why are we commemorating a funeral? Whose funeral's anniversary is it today?
Winston Churchill.
Yeah, why are we commemorating a funeral? I've never known a funeral to be commemorated.
Well, the thing is about Churchill, you know the score as well as we do.
He was a boozer.
And he liked his cigars
He loved smoking and drinking. Yeah, if he was around today, we'd be...
He helped get rid of Hitler.
Fair play, Martin. You can't knock that. Yes, he did help get rid of Hitler, as we know from last week's show, and according to Millie, Hitler, of course, had children with blue eyes and killed short people.
Right.
But if you saw Churchill now... drunk out of his skull, smoking all the time, you'd think he'd be on the front page of the Sun as one of these shameless layabouts.
Yeah, well, we already got one. He's Nigel Farage.
Well, listen, whoa. But why are we commemorating the funeral? Yeah, remember the 50th anniversary of his...
It's not so much about that. It's literally just sort of give the guy a little bit of respect, because he did do well.
But Martin, didn't he do well against the Nazis? Martin,
you're saying, all that bloke, who's that bloke now?
Lenny Bennett.
There is
a big procession along the River Thames for him today.
Yeah, well, you know, this is part of English history.
Martin, it's the funeral. If you were listening to last Saturday's show, you'll be well aware that producer Joe and I did a 3-hour tribute to the life and times of Winston Churchill and all he achieved.
All right,
we're not even going to mention his funeral today, so why are we mentioning it?
All right, then, that's fair enough.
Thank you. Stephen... Right.
Hello, Ian.
Say hello to Martin.
Hello, Martin.
How you doing? You all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, what did you want to say? are you in the Ranjit fan club?
Am I what, sorry?
In the Ranjit fan club.
Well, I'm neither in nor out. I've rung up in defence of Ian because I feel he's very misunderstood by the listeners.
No, he's a sound bloke. He winds people up. I'm worried more about Ranjit.
Well, he knows what he's letting himself in for week after week.
No, the thing is with Ranjit, he don't even get a chance to speak. At least I've had a chance. He don't even get that chance.
Ian. I'm sorry, Ian. I love you.
Oh, Ian's bang on. But, I'm worried more about Ranjit.
Where are you, Ian?
So, come on, what are we going to do? Are you going to join the club or not?
I'm not joining the club. I'm just wondering where Ian's gone.
Don't worry about Ian. I'm asking you, will you join the Ranjit fan club?
Not really.
Because as Ian already said, there's only me at the moment, so I need another one.
No,
and then we can maybe build a 3 or 4 or 5 or 6.
If I had to choose, I'd rather listen to Ian than Ranjit, it's got to be said.
Oh, this is disgraceful. You know. But anyway, what were you going to talk about?
Me?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for Ian that everybody misunderstands the reason why he's running the show. It's because he's so funny.
Right, I see.
And now he's doing that thing now where he sits back and lets two listeners do his job for him and we're paying our licence fee to do his job. It's very clever.
Oh, now that's very touchy, isn't it?
There's somebody else on the line. Yes, I've managed to sneak in.
How you doing, mate? You're all right?
I'm all right, mate. I'm glad somebody likes me.
Oh, mate, I'm building a fan club. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. How many have you got? Just yourself?
Well, at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a few, but they're all underground at the moment.
No, Ranji, I can guarantee you there's loads of us. We're all there. We're just waiting, you know, waiting to attack when the time is right.
Is it like when the Messiah comes?
Yeah, exactly. You've got it sus, mate.
What we're going to do is we're going to teach Ian not to fade me out.
I know, but he's controlling. He's the man in control. There's nothing you can do about that.
To love a bit of George, haven't you? Fair play. Some of his stuff was rubbish. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. But the good stuff, man alive, was good. We ranked the Beatles last week. George came out number one. Easily the best Beatle, Dave, wasn't he?
we had this conversation last Saturday.
Well, let's have it again, because things might have changed. We don't know what new information has come out about the Beatles in the past 6 days.
Oh, well, he was the best one.
He was the best one. McCartney was the worst. Lennon was at number three. And Ringo, number two. That's how I remember the names of the Beatles, by that little poem.
Anyway...
Yes, boss?
I agree.
Yes.
You didn't give Ranjit a chance last week. You cut him off.
Oh, dearie, dearie.
You cut him off last week, Ian. Yeah.
Well, no. In fairness, Dave, the show finished and Daz Hale had to come on at midday.
No, he was trying to get a conversation in, yeah, and you brought someone else in on the phone.
No, Dave, last week, I remember this was on Saturday's show, 9 till 12, get it while it's hot, Ranjit came on right at the end of the show, and I can't do a Molly Green and run over for 5 minutes. I play by the rules. Daz Hale starts at midday. Ranjit should have called up earlier.
Yeah, but he could have said what he's going to say, but you asked someone else about, did I like Ranjit?
It's called a conversation, Dave.
Yeah, but you got to give the man a chance.
Hey, he gets a chance every week, Dave. Hey, yeah, did you forget Ranjit? He's a loser. Did you feel the earth move this week?
No.
Oh.
I haven't done for some time.
Steady. There was an earthquake.
What's that? I've never noticed.
Well, it was in Loughborough.
Well, that's 40-odd mile away.
Yes, mate, I know. But it could be felt for many, many miles around.
Well, I never felt it.
It was the second quake to strike Britain. Well, here's the thing, right? And I do like the Birmingham Mail. I think it's a cracking newspaper. But they're doing this a lot. The BBC are doing this all the time. They've basically filled out half the story with people's comments from Twitter. Why don't you employ a journalist? Listen to this. Residents took to Twitter to tell of their shock after realising an earthquake had struck. Sally Smart, well, that's a made-up name, wrote, "Earthquake, wow, that was a big un. Thought a truck was coming through the house. Hashtag adrenaline pumping." And then listen to this.
I felt the one in 2002. That
no,
was a bad
it's
one.
The one in the week.
No one ever felt it.
Then listen to this. A man called Ben. Well, what does that even... A man called Ben wrote, "How was there an earthquake in England? It's the end of the world."
Oh, yeah.
The one in Dudley was in 2002, wasn't it?
That's the one when the chimney moved.
Yeah, the chimney. No, but this could be felt in Dudley. In the West... It definitely happened. Have you ever felt an earthquake? Because I'm not convinced they actually exist.
Oh, yeah.
What did it feel? Were you, like, wobbling around and going, oh, flipping the heck?
My head shook and there was a big bang.
Did crockery... And that's... Let's be honest, crockery's an underused word, isn't it? I only found out what white goods are the other week.
That's fridges and washing machines.
It's fridges and washing machines, isn't it? What a strange phrase to call them white goods.
Because that's what they are, isn't that?
I always thought it was a little bit racist. I thought it was, the white goods sector was a little bit racist, isn't it? So, but it's not, it's washing machines and is it any other things? Would like a toaster be a white good?
Well, no.
White. Well, would it be classed under white goods?
No, you could call them domestic appliances, couldn't you?
Hang on a second, Joe. What are you saying in my ear? What's your beef?
White.
There's
white.
How do you spell white?
White.
Spell it.
You're just making me laugh.
I bet. Go.
White.
You know what you need to do? You need to get into your...
You mean white? White.
It's got an H in it.
White.
You need to get into your vehicle and drive off. Drive off, young lady. It's got an H in it, Dave.
White has got an H in it.
How do you pronounce... All right, how do you pronounce the second month of the year?
February.
Incorrect data.
What is it then?
February.
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 There's two. How many R's are there in February, Dave?
One, isn't there?
Oh, flip it. Spell it.
I see.
Stop it. Spell February.
Oh, I'm dyslexic anyway.
Don't pull out the dyslexic card, as if I'm supposed to tell that by your voice. Don't pull out the dyslexic card.
I'm not pulling it out, I'm telling the truth.
But you spell February, F... I'm saying it as it's spelled. F-E-B-R-U-A-R-Y. There's no such thing as a silent R, February. And we might, if the weather carries on the way it's going, we might have a white February. So check your vehicles.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Kimberly's in great... Oh, Kimberly!
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Kimberly. Oh, blimey, I'd pay £1.50 a minute to talk to you. Kimberly, I want to get a fair crack of the whip.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hang around until the other side of the news?
Yes, I can.
I will come straight to you, I promise.
OK.
I just need to get a cheeky little bit of travel. I've got no idea who it is, so let's be surprised by the travel.
Surprise, it's Phil Peacock, the Northbound...
Hello, Phil.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, I'm alive.
Good, good. The northbound M42 is queuing from junction 7A for the M6 towards junction 10 for the A5 towards Tamworth because of an accident just after junction 9 closing the inside lane. Problems on the northbound side of the M6 as well because of a multi-vehicle accident between junction 4 and junction 48. The two M42 turns causing delays of around 25 minutes. College Road in King Stanley heading towards Birmingham looking very congested towards Witten Lodge Road. That's also because of an accident closing the inbound side. And there's delays in Ford Houses on the A449 Stafford Road because of temporary traffic lights in place where they do some roadworks near to Three Tuns Lane. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 0330 123 3550.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Kimberly's ready to go, but you can still give us a call, 03453 00956, or talk to Kimberly after we get the news from Charlotte Harriman.
A report into the death of a Black Country teenager at a children's home says it could have been avoided. 17-year-old Kelly Button was in the care of Walsall Children's Services when she set fire to her room at the home in Shropshire. The report makes over 50 recommendations for 9 separate organisations. 4 Polish burglars who beat a university professor, fracturing his eye socket, have been jailed. Kingston Crown Court heard that Paul Kohler was left in fear of his life during the attack at his home in Wimbledon in South London last August. A nurse has been found not guilty of the manslaughter of a pensioner he was treating at a Birmingham care home. 91-year-old Iris Teal died of a broken leg at Aston Court Nursing Home near Sutton Coalfield. Her nurse, Sandosh Rajan, was cleared by a jury at Birmingham Crown Court. Tributes have been paid to the wartime leader, Sir Winston Churchill, whose state funeral was 50 years ago today. David Cameron paid homage to the former Prime Minister in Parliament this morning. And the weather, cold with some wintry showers, but less about than yesterday. And temperatures reaching 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice
of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Hold on to your hats, guys. We could end up miles from here. Kimberly's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Kimberly. Oh, no, hang on. Let me try that again. Hang on a minute. Hold on to your hats, guys. We could end up miles away from here. Kimberly's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Kimberly.
Good afternoon.
There you are, Kimberly. Smoker?
You should get Minnie from Aston to join that man's that group that for that bloke.
The what? Sorry, say that again.
Get Minnie. What was that bloke he was on about? His fan club.
The what?
You know the fan club.
Oh, the Ranjit fan club.
Yeah, Millie from Aston will join.
Well, I think she'd join anything as long as there was a bar.
She's a long-time listener, and Wilma from Scotland, she's a long-time listener of WM as well.
Well, would you... The thing is, right, Kimberly, this is what I'm scratching my head at, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ranjit, let's be honest, is a very, very poor caller. Very mm-hmm. poor. He's on nearly every show on this station. And we tolerate him,
right?
Why do people keep phoning in to defend it? He's just a caller on a phone-in radio station.
I don't know, you know, people just stick up for him if he's got nothing better to do than ring a wireless.
But now we're in danger of, and we're doing this, of disappearing down our own navels and then going back up our own backsides. Because instead of talking about the things I wanted to talk about today, we're talking about Ranjit, who's a bloke.
Okay. Yeah, and just before I go, you should co-host with John Gaunt.
I don't think... You don't like me, Kimberly. And I don't like him. 03453 00 99. Yeah, sure, if you want to hear two middle-aged men arguing with each other, but in quite a nasty personal way, then that's definitely the way to go. Let's get him in here, shall we? No. Bob's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Bob.
Hiya.
Hello, Bob. Lot of smokers calling up today.
I'm on about Ranji, not smokers.
Oh, flipping it. Why? Oh. Are you a smoker? Are you a smoker, Bob?
I am, yes.
When are you going to stop? When are you going to stop, Bob?
When I feel like it.
Stop.
Nah.
Stop.
I've probably got more breath than a person of 13. I'm double that age.
I bet you haven't got more breath than me. Should we play a game to test who's got the most breath?
I can blow 100 balloons up, can you?
I could blow 101.
Well, there you go.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Bob, I'll tell you what we're going to do, right? Do you know how to play Pradeep?
No.
This is a real game, OK, and this will test the breath. What we're going to do is producer Joe is going to go 1, 2, 3, go, OK? On the go, we say the word Pradeep, right? And we hold the E, so it's Pradeep, and we hold the E, OK, for as long as we can.
Right.
The person who holds it for the longest is the best. You up for it?
So, I am, but I'm still want to talk about Ranjit.
You can talk about Ranjit. You can talk about Ranjit. I just want to prove to you that I've got more breath than you.
Okay, go.
So it's going to be... No? You ready? So it's 1, 2, 3, go, Pradi. Ready?
Can I do ready, steady?
No. The rules are very specific, Joe. It's got to be, and I'm standing up for this, it's got to be 1, 2, 3, go, Pradi. Right?
Okay.
You ready, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, you ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Pradeep. You don't do it,
Bob! You've got to say Pradeep. When I say go, you've got to say Pradeep and make the E last for as long as you can at the same time as Ian, okay? Yeah?
Bob?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
So you do it at the same time.
He's psyching me out.
Okay.
You
say Pradeep.
That's it.
Yeah.
You've got
okay.
it.
Okay, and I'm gonna destroy you, Bob. And then you're going to give up...
Less of that talk.
Oh, so I'm just
that's threatening behaviour, no.
I'm just trash-talking like the American wrestlers. I'm going to rip him limb from limb.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get his head and shove it down his throat.
It's going to be a fair fight.
Okay. You ready,
okay?
Bob?
You ready, Bob?
Go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Right, that's round one.
Any good?
That's round one.
Well done, Bob.
No.
Well done, Bob.
No, because Bob was wavering.
Please. You've been beaten by a smoker.
Now, listen to me.
Well done,
Bob.
When
I was 50, I could swim 2 full lengths of a swimming bath underwater.
I
used to smoke 40 cigarettes a day.
Underwater?
So explain it.
I have never, ever been beaten at Pradeep in all of my years.
Oh, yes, you have now.
Bob, away you go, sir. I'll let you
listen,
speak your rubbish about
Ranjit. Ranjit.
Yes.
Brilliant. Do you know what you should do?
Yeah.
Have a word with your producer. Let your producer have a word with your boss and give him an half hour, a couple of weeks, to work. He's a lovely man.
Bob, your signal's breaking up. Go back to where you were because your signal's breaking up.
I'm saying give him a job on your radio because I think you'd produce more people listening to him because he's a lovely man, you know.
Oh, flipping it.
He never says anything bad about anybody.
He never says anything interesting about anybody.
I tell you what, you know what I'd call him?
Yeah.
He might find it an insult. I would say Ranjit Churchill because he brings this country up.
Goodbye, Bob. Thank you. Blimey.
Color of my blood, you're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la.
bit's nice. Strings. Why are we commemorating a funeral? Did you feel... ever been in an earthquake? We don't have proper earthquakes in this country. Oh, well, the wardrobe rattled a bit. Flipping it, you go to Greece or San Francisco or, I don't know, another part of the world, buildings come a-tumbling down. It's like Joshua and the walls of Jericho with the trumpet. Walked around it for 7 days. The last day, blew a trumpet, wallop. It's like that. I think I've got that story right, haven't I? In fact, no, he didn't blow the trumpet. Who blew the trumpet? Was it Joshua or was it the angels?
Am I being really ignorant because I don't actually even know?
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho and the walls come tumbling down. That's based on a true story from the Bible.
Yeah.
Manny?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, madam. Who played the trumpet? Was it Joshua or was it an angel?
I don't know.
No. I don't know. It's going to bug me. 03453-009956. We're on to the Bible, and it's only the first hour of the show. You see, intellectual, spiritual, respect. Don't snort, Manny. Hello, Manny. Yes.
Can I say two things first?
You certainly can. Right. Well, two things first. You can only say one thing first.
Okay.
And then the second thing second.
Okay.
Is that a deal?
Yep.
I feel like I'm high today. I've had way too much coffee.
Ranjit, right?
Oh, for goodness.
Listen, I'm on your side.
Is this Ranjit putting on a silly voice?
No. He bribes these people with his fish and chips.
Yeah.
Right? Second, he came on the show a couple of weeks ago on GT show on the night.
Yeah.
Three simple questions. He couldn't get one right.
Yeah, he's a plum.
Simple questions.
What were the questions?
There was something silly about the news every day, you know.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get them right.
You don't know who blew the horn, whether it was Joshua or the angel.
Never mind.
Okay. That's point one. Point two.
You do the best show. You should come every day.
That's correct. That's obvious. That is obvious. Unfortunately, Manny, due to legal requirements, I'm only allowed out of prison 2 days a week.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to have to speak to the Home Office if you want to change that.
Okay, yeah. Pradeep.
You want to have a go at Pradeep?
Yeah.
I can't believe that old fella with the smoking habit beat me. I've never been beaten at Pradeep. Right, you want to have a go?
Yeah.
So Joe is going to say, ready, steady, go.
Okay.
No, hang on, one, two, three,
one,
go.
Two, three, one, two, three, go.
And we say Pradeep.
Okay.
Hang on a second, let me just...
Are you standing up, Manny?
Manny, are you up?
Okay, go on.
How old are you, Manny?
45.
Are you a smoker?
I am.
Do you exercise?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. This guy's going down to Chinatown. Ready? Do it.
Okay, you ready, Manny?
Yep.
Okay, one, two, three, go. Have you stopped?
You're out. That was easy. Get the first fella back. I've remembered how to do it. Get the first fella back. Best of three.
No way.
Manny, thank you for making me feel good about myself.
Bye-bye.
We all need a Manny in our lives.
Every time there's a bit of snow, everything comes to a standstill.
First train was cancelled or delayed, very busy.
Night and day with spreaders of salt.
Make BBC WM 95.6 your shortcut to fast and accurate information for snow forecasts, travel updates and school closures.
Those of -1 Celsius, 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ice, snow, wind and rain. It's all coming in our direction.
Get the 5-day forecast online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
Calls just get in the way. That's what I think, Joe. Calls just get in the way. Has anybody ever been in an earthquake? I don't know. 03453-009956. You're all welcome to take part. Has anyone ever been in an earthquake? They have them lots in Greece. And because we have Greek family, we go to Greece every year, and I have never experienced one. A week before I went out there to join my wife out there, they'd had a massive earthquake, like a proper one where people fell to the floor. And it was like, I'm acting it out. It's like when Star Trek, classic, where they get the spaceship, the Enterprise gets shot, and they're all, ooh, flipping heck, that was a big proton missile that just got launched. It's like that. I've never been in an earthquake. 03453 009956 is the telephone number. Have you ever been in an earthquake? Have you ever felt one? There was this one in Loughborough, but apparently it could be felt here. The British Geological Survey, I bet they're fun guys to hang out with, said it received 850 reports from people who felt the tremors, including Dudley in the West and Grimsby and Doncaster. Is Doncaster still going? It was the second quake to strike Britain in 24 hours. A magnitude 2.9 incident was recorded in Hampshire. Hampshire would have a 2.9 quake, wouldn't they? They wouldn't have anything too powerful in Hampshire, would they, Adam?
Hello, Ian. You all right?
I'm fine, Adam, yes.
Yeah.
He heard that. His fader was up. His fader was up. Yes, Adam.
I was in an earthquake in Birmingham.
You were in
2003.
Was it 2003 or was it 2002?
It could be 2002.
It was a bigger one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I fell out of it.
Yeah. What? You fell out of bed?
Yeah, because the alarm clock moved off the table, woke me up and I fell out of it.
Was it scary or was it quite exciting?
It was quite exciting, yet scary at the same time.
Yeah, that's the best kind of fear, isn't it?
Yeah,
How long did it last for?
Oh, only a couple of seconds, probably about 5, 10.
See, this is the thing, Adam. We don't do proper earthquakes in this country, do we?
Nah, nothing like what they get over in other countries.
You want a good 3-4 minutes. You want to have to go and stand in the doorway. You want the television to fall off the TV stand.
I want to be hanging on for grim light.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Hanging off the light, that would be exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would, Ian.
I want to be. Do you know? I don't want to be, but if I had to, I would be good at it. You know. What's that film where the boat turns upside down?
Perfect Storm.
No. It's like an old Trevor.
What,
Trevor? What's that film where the boat turns upside down? It's got Shelley Winters and Ernest Borgnine in it.
Oh yeah, I know. I know which one you're on about.
And it's the boat turns upside down.
Is it Escape from...
You're thinking... No, that's Escape from New York.
They have to swim under the water.
Say that again, Adam.
They have to swim through the water.
They have to swim... So the boat goes completely upside down and they've got to climb up to the bottom of the boat to escape through the bottom of the boat because, as we all know, all ocean cruisers have a trap door at the bottom and then they get rescued. I think Ernest Borgnine makes it. I think Shelley Winters might die.
I think she dies on it.
And they have to, like... It's like a video game. They have to jump across, like, opening chasms and things.
Yeah, that's right.
What's it called, though? Sink or Swim?
Nah, I weren't
there. Jab? Borgnine's boats? Oh.
Nah.
Anyway, Adam, listen, we'll leave it there. Thank you. 03453-009956. What was Borgnine's boats really called? Is Ernest Borgnine still alive, Trevor?
I don't think he is.
Oh, man. Why did you have to break that news to me? You could have pretended.
Well, not really, no. Why not tell the truth?
Oh, well, I know, but it's upset me. Anyway, Trevor, what you got for us?
I don't know. What are you talking about? I heard something about Doncaster. You said, is it still alive?
Is it still going, Doncaster? I thought they closed it down in the early 2000s.
No, I'm up there every morning, aren't I? Yesterday was a bit naughty in the snow.
Oh, was it? Hey, did you feel the earthquake then?
What, yesterday?
No, it was, do you know what?
You know about that one that we felt over here in Grimsby as well several years ago?
No, everyone listened to that. It was on... Do you know what? This story, and I love the Birmingham Mail, but they've really dropped something here. This story doesn't tell you what day the earthquake happened.
I thought you were on about that one several years ago, because my missus reckoned that woke her up and the dog up.
Wednesday. And, it happened on Wednesday.
What time?
Oh, 10:25 at night.
I wouldn't be up there. I was in my own bed at that time.
All right, Trevor, I'm not blaming you for it. I'm just asking.
No, I wouldn't have been there. I'm normally back down this end in the afternoon.
What's it like up there, Trevor, so that I don't have
it's
to
all
go?
Right. Yeah. I've got a mate who used to play football with. He's just met a bird from up there. He's going to move up there.
Oh, beautiful. He's going to move up there?
He's going to move up there, and I believe he's going to marry her.
For a bird?
Mmm. Too cold for me. This is as far north as I want to go.
I know what you mean. And I'm... Oh, hang on a second. Alan?
Yes?
I believe you're going to move up to Doncaster for a bird, is that right? A bird.
No.
Oh, what did you call in for, Alan?
The name of the film.
Oh, yeah, Borgnine's Boats.
Yeah, the Poseidon Avenger.
The Poseidon Avenger.
Do you know what I fancy, lads? And you're all welcome. We'll get some pizza and some Coca-Cola. Yeah. I fancy a double bill, Alan and Trevor, of the Poseidon Adventure, followed by the Towering Inferno.
Yes,
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen in the he's a fireman in that, isn't he?
Fire mate.
And I tell you what, go on, Alan.
But in the film, Ernest Borgnine, from the first moment, he mounts all the way through.
He mounts all the way through the film.
They're going the wrong way and everything.
Yes.
And at the end, the reverend, he dies saving the others.
Oh.
And he starts to cry.
Spoiler alert, Alan. Thanks, mate. Well, I guess that evening's cancelled, lads.
Well, yeah.
Hang on a second. Steve?
Yeah?
What have you got for us?
Sorry, Thunder, a bit. Poseidon Adventure. But I think they remade it.
Oh, you're joking.
Marvel Kane was in one, I believe.
Oh, there was. You're right. There was Return to Poseidon, where they go back to the boat to get some treasure or something.
They were after the gold bullion, at the bottom.
But then, Steve, are you saying they've actually remade the Poseidon Adventure, so the same thing happens?
It was either a sequel or a remake. I can't remember, but I know there was something to do with it again.
Alan, you stole Steve's thunder.
And it's just a sequel, and I'm also spoiled if Shelley Winters dies.
Yeah, you should probably apologise to Steve, Alan.
Sorry, Steve.
It's all right, mate. No worries.
Well, I think we're all sorted now. I tell you what, let's forget watching the Poseidon Adventure because it's been ruined. Let's watch the Towering Inferno and Airport 77.
Okay.
Yes.
Airport.
Hang on a second. Who's that? Is that Trevor?
Is that where it's
going to
crash?
That's where the plane's going to crash. Right, Alan, Trevor, thank you. Steve, you wanted to say something.
I said, you're any good with cards.
With cards?
Yeah.
I can play, No, I've never played poker in my life.
Out of cards. I said, I had a car and it had a horrible whining noise coming from the left-hand side.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really weird, because whenever the wife got out, it stopped.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. Sugar and spice, I feel nice. A sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. I got it. See, I also... I don't think... So good, I got you. I don't think that James Brown can sing very well. I don't think he's got, he's not got a particularly good voice. He's got passion, he's got power, and he's a wonderful performer. I don't think he's a very good singer. So, after 3 o'clock, let's draw up a list of singers that can't sing. Bob Dylan, I mean, flipping heck. What a racket. Jimi Hendrix, the guitar man. We can't play guitar and he can't sing. He's awful. Go on.
Elton John.
Go on.
Go on.
Elton John.
Elton John? Can't really. It's just, they've got distinctive voices.
Well,
he
definitely can't sing now. He's too old to sing now. I'm trying to think back to... Nikki can sing in Nikita. It's a very beautiful song.
But it's a distinctive voice rather than a good, voice.
See what I don't like about Elton John? Is the way that he turns the word sacrifice into sacrifice. Four syllables. It's no sacrifice.
Can't beat a bit of EJ though.
What?
EJ.
EJ, yeah.
Classic. The old stuff's the best.
Exactly. And by the old stuff, Danielle?
Daniel is my favourite Elton John song.
I used to like The Rocket Man because when it was Sunday lunch, my dad would pick me up and carry me to the table, but as a rocket, and he'd sing Rocket Man to me. So I like that song. Apart from that, though, I mean, he's a little bit rubbish, isn't he? Very stubby fingers.
Has he?
For a pianist, very stubby fingers for a pianist.
We always say, have you got piano-playing fingers or ditch-digging fingers?
Elton John's got the ditch-digging fingers. So, the next hour of the show, we can talk about earthquakes, we can talk about why on earth are we commemorating the funeral. I must ask for your stories about what you've been stuck in, but also singers that can't sing. I don't think Neil Diamond can sing, actually.
No.
And yet I love a bit of Diamond. But I don't think he can sing. Ray Davis from the Kinks can't sing.
But they're classic voices. You know, they are
distinct.
Those voices, like the Mick Jagger, you know, that kind of, they you know who they are.
See,
when
I would say
Jagger.
Jagger can sing.
No, I don't think he can.
Lennon can't sing.
No.
This is going to be fun. it's my microphone. No, yours is gone. 03453-00956. You can text as well. 81333. Start your text with the W and indeed the M. We're going to compile the top 8 list of singers that can't sing. Let's get the travel news. Here's Phil Peacock.
Still these delays on the northbound side of the M42. There's an accident closing a lane between Junction 9 for the M6 toll in Curdworth and Coles Hill towards Junction 10 at Tamworth in the A5. The southbound side of the M6 has got some emergency repairs closing a lane around Junction 13 for Stafford as well, which may be causing you some delays. The northbound M6 is also queuing between Junction 4 and 4A for the M42. Around 25 minutes worth of delays there because of an accident closing the outside lane next to the central reservation. You can update us. Call BBC WM 95.6 travel on 0330 123 3550.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
Tracy on the tweets, I'm not allowing Paul McCartney, because no, he can't sing now, but he used to be. These are people that could never sing. 03453-00956. Let's get the news now. Here's Charlotte Harriman.
A report into the death of a Black Country teenager at a children's home says it could have been avoided. 17-year-old Kelly Button was in the care of Walsall's Children's Services when she set fire to her room at the home in Shropshire. The report makes over 50 recommendations for 9 separate organisations and says it was predictable that she would try to harm herself. Robert Lake wrote the report and he's been speaking to our reporter, Sarah Falkland.
She did get some support, some help, but I think it should have gone further.
Do you think she'd be alive today if she had had
that
help?
I keep saying I think there's a possibility that she would, but equally a young lady who was as troubled as Kelly clearly was, who knows?
A High Court judge has ruled that the Sutton Coalfield MP, Andrew Mitchell, should pay 2 sets of legal costs for his failed libel action over the so-called Plebgate affair. The Conservative MP has been told he should pay News Group Newspapers and PC Toby Rowland for the costs they incurred. The final amount will be determined by a specialist costs judge. A care home nurse accused of manslaughter over the death of a 91-year-old woman has been cleared. Sandosh Rajan from Walsall was found not guilty at Birmingham Crown Court. Mr. Rajan had been accused of killing Iris Teal, who died 16 days after breaking her leg at Aston Court Nursing Home in Little Aston in October 2011. A new report says that firefighters' lives will be at risk unless risk assessment, risk management and training are not improved. 14 firefighters have died tackling fires across the UK in the last decade, including four in the West Midlands at Atherstone-on-Stour. The report by the University of Stirling says good practice has sometimes been ignored and cuts to funding is making the job more risky. Barry Downing is from the Fire Brigade Union in the West Midlands.
As numbers of firefighters dwindle, their ability to undertake realistic and meaningful training is falling off the table. If you've only got three people on a fire appliance, they can't really do any realistic or, meaningful training with only three of them. And that needs to be addressed.
And 50 years after a million mourners lined the route for Sir Winston Churchill's state funeral, a ceremony has been held in his memory. David Cameron said his predecessor would be remembered as a great and inspirational leader. Sir Winston's grandson, the Conservative MP Sir Nicholas Soames, remembered walking in the cortege.
The streets were 30, 40 deep, full of people, ever you looked. And what was so extraordinary was to see the faces of people literally contorted with grief as the coffin went by. Many people with tears pouring down their faces.
And the weather, cold with some wintry showers about, but less than yesterday, and temperatures reaching 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Wintry showers overnight dipping down to -1 degrees Celsius, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. BBC WM 95.6 News. There's more online at bbc.co.uk/WM.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
Who is the best presenter on BBC WM 95.6?
Danny Kelly.
Who's the second best presenter?
Caroline Martin.
Oh. Ian Lee. Huh?
BBC WM 95.6.
Morning, afternoon, good evening. Thanks for coming. This is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Friday, 2 till 4. Ever been in an earthquake? I'm not convinced they exist. What have you been locked in? Singers that can't sing. Your memories of the Poseidon adventure. You don't get good disaster movies like that anymore, do you? The Poseidon adventure, The Towering Inferno, Airport 77. I miss those guys. Someone make a good disaster film. 03-453-00-9956.
Ian Lee.
On BBC WM.
95.6.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
OK, we've got some controversial suggestions for singers that can't sing on Twitter. I'm not convinced. Tracy says Paul McCartney. I'm not having that, Tracy, because, no, he can't sing now, but he could sing. Simon says two. The first one being Cliff Richard. Cliff Richard can sing. So I'm not having that. The second one I'd agree with Simon. David Bowie, Claire. He can't sing, can he? Sorry? Hello, Claire?
Hello?
Yes? Who's that in the background? Are you being held prisoner?
No, I don't think One Direction can sing as good as they think they can.
Oh, well, hang on a sec. Who's that in the background? Is that the radio on?
No, yeah, I've got you on the radio. Me and my aunt are our biggest fan of you.
Is your aunt there?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Just can you come away from the radio because it's a little bit confusing?
Yeah, I'm in the living room now.
Okay, good. Right, what's your aunt's name, Claire?
It's Janet Hadfield.
Good afternoon, Janet. Auntie Janet Hadfield. So, good afternoon, Auntie Janet Hadfield. Has she been drinking, Claire?
No.
Not yet. Okay, well, it's just gone 3 o'clock, so she can have a little sniff of the sherry. But I have never heard... No, I've heard One Direction song. They were all right. They were quite...
They're not that good.
Well, they're quite good. They've sold more records than me and you combined.
And as for the Ranjit thing, I think it's absolutely rubbish.
He is rubbish.
I'm on your team.
Thank you, Claire. And is Auntie Janet Hadfield on the same team?
Yeah, Yeah, she's
well,
on the same team as you.
Yeah, well, that's as long as I've got you two covering me back, I think we're going to be all right. See, do you know what, Claire? And you've said some very sweet things. I'm going to be harsh. I'm not going to put One Direction on the list because I think they sing all right. Whereas David,
that's not very nice.
Sorry?
That's not very nice.
What's not very nice?
Putting One Direction on the list.
No, not that list. No, the singing list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not putting them on that list. Blimey, I don't want to get involved with that. No, I think they can sing quite well. Wait for the echo. Yeah,
they can and they can't.
Let me speak to Auntie Janet Hadfield.
She wants to speak to you.
Hello.
Hello, Janet Hadfield.
Hello.
Hello, Janet Hadfield.
Hello.
Hello, Janet Hadfield.
Hello.
Hello, Janet Hadfield.
Again, hello.
Hello, again, hello, Janet Hadfield. You can't put One Direction on the list, and by the list, I mean the...
I One Direction.
Who would you say, then?
I think I agree with you, Jimi Hendrix, so you think he's crap.
Jimi Hendrix was rubbish, wasn't he?
Yes, oh, definitely.
So stop doing a whittle on your guitar and start playing the guitar and sing us a nice song. Instead of all this shouting about Hey Joe and the Wind Crying Mary and all the other rubbish, Uptown Traffic, why don't you sing a nice song about falling in love with a girl?
Well, it's always been Miss Simon, you crap.
Yeah, well, there we go. You're allowed two of those and you're off. Auntie Janet Hadfield, go and wash your mouth out with soap. And thank you so much indeed. Keith's on the line. Good afternoon, Keith.
Hey, Joe. Ian's on the radio. How are you, Ian?
I'm confused and a little bit scared, but
well,
yes.
Hendrix is a... in that era, wasn't it, and the Bowie, I mean, this One Direction, all that, they just manufactured groups for the top.
Well, hang on a second. One of my favourite groups of all time is the biggest manufactured group of all time, the Monkees.
Yeah, lovely.
The Beatles were manufactured.
Well, this is what I'm saying, it depends on, you know.
Yeah, but the Beatles were manufactured. They were an OK rock and roll band until Brian Epstein came along and said, right, lads, you're going to wear the same clothes. You're going to wear the same clothes, you're going to play 20-minute sets, and you're going to play the songs I tell you to play.
Did you see the Epstein story? It was on the telly once, not so long ago, and showed you how he actually put it all together, like, you know. But anyway, that ain't why
great
I phoned
story.
You.
What?
That's not why I phoned you.
Oh, if that's not why you phoned me, then why you phoned me?
Earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I remember the earthquake we had in Dudley, some years ago. And what happened was, just getting out of the car to go into work, because I worked night at the time.
Yes.
I thought, flipping heck, you know. Everything seemed a bit, you know, The shutters on the buildings are rattling and that. Yeah. I said, oh, flipping heck, you know.
Flipping heck.
Anyway, we went into the office and they're going, you're all right, Keith, you're all right. As the car hit the building, I said, no, what's going on? And they said, the building just started shaking.
Yeah.
And we were outside, we didn't notice it so much, you know.
No.
And then our boss phoned up and he said, everything okay?
Yeah.
He said, looked like something happened somewhere, and we heard afterwards an earthquake. Well, we just got out of the car, and I say, we pulled on the front, and it just sort of filled with breezy, and everything, like the shutters like, were moving.
You're really painting a wonderful image. It's almost like I'm there.
And there was another one.
What did Carol say?
Carol? Well, she weren't there. Well, she know it's I'm in bed.
Well, but did she feel it in bed?
I phoned her to see if she's all right.
Did the bed move?
Oh, I don't know.
When was the last time the bed moved?
Oh, well, I don't bloody know. I mean, when she moved it. Anyway, listen. I remember it all. I've got to tell you another story here.
Well, I hope it's as good as the last one.
Yeah. Listen,
is it better than the last one?
My friend Roy...
Okay.
...got married in 1991, I think it was. And... we'd done the wedding, and I was actually on nights at the time.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd done the photography for him.
What?
Photography.
What?
So you should do photography.
I've got no idea what you're just muttering to yourself. All I heard then, Keith, was 1991, photography.
I'm trying to work out the dates. Anyway.
Well, don't care about
I used to do photography,
dates.
So I did Roy's wedding.
Anyway. Did Roy's wedding. Okay.
Listen.
Yes.
We all went back to his house.
Yes.
And about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so I've got to go home, Roy. I said, because I'm on nights tonight, so I'll get my head down. Okay, so I'll drop you off.
Yeah.
But anyway, I actually turned round and joked, and he said, are you going to make the earth move tonight, Roy?
Cheeky.
And everybody burst out laughing, you know, like a bit of a quip. And I go home, and about 10 minutes later, everything started shaking and rolling. What's going on?
He's having a good night on his wedding night, isn't he?
Roy phoned me, he said, Keith, are you all right? I said, yeah, so you started early, didn't you, Roy? And we killed ourselves.
And what did Carol say?
Carol, I think she was at work, she didn't come home. And when she came home, I told her about it, as I do.
Axl Rose.
Eh?
Axl Rose.
Yeah. What's that?
Axl Rose.
What about it?
Axl Rose.
Axl Rose, then.
He can't sing.
No, whatever. A lot of them can't... Listen, Ian.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them can't sing, really. And I'll tell you what, without the studio backing, when they're live, they're bloody... we'll pick them on, Sonny, mate.
What do you reckon about Billy Joel?
Billy Joel. I do like Billy Joel. But I don't know if he's like live. I do like some of his stuff, to be honest.
Well, should we have a bit of Billy Joel?
Yeah. Actually, another guy like Van Morrison as well.
Yeah, Van Morrison.
Yeah, guy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Keith.
All right,
send our love to Carol. Well, ta-ta. Well. Simon is coming up with some corkers on Twitter, at Ian Lee. People that can't sing. Yeah, Adam Faith. Adam Faith, was rubbish. Oh, here we go. These are some great texts. Thank you. Lee, Andy, stay there. 81333, start your text WM. The worst I ever heard is John Lennon's Mrs. Yoko Ono. Have you ever heard her sing? She said, yeah, I think Yoko knows that she can't sing. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Her kind of ethos is anyone can do anything they want to do, even if they're rubbish at it. I mean, I wouldn't say that to her if she was sat here. Is that your ethos, Yoko, that you think anyone can do anything even if they're rubbish? A singer who grates me is Lulu. No, I'm not having that. I've sat at Lulu's feet while she told a really boring story. And dare I say Cilla Black? Yeah, you dare say Cilla Black. Bob Dylan. Leonard Cohen. Yeah, total genius, but not a singer. None of the Beatles could sing, said Vince. Can we ban Vince from listening to the show? Because that's just nonsense. Roland Gift from the Fine Young Cannibals, says an anonymous text. That's a weird one to pick. Best disaster film ever has to be 2012, says Jay and Dudley. Yeah, that's a good film, 2012. 2012 is John Cusack and the whole world is... The Mayan?
Mm-hmm.
The Mayan prophecy was correct and the whole world... And there's a brilliant bit where he's driving a camper, driving a limousine and the world is opening up behind him and he manages... It's brilliant. And it was such a good film and it came out, I think, in about 2011... It was such a good film that Hollywood should have just closed up shop then and gone, do you know what? Mm. We ain't never going to beat this.
Did it win anything?
No. I think I'm the only person that liked it.
There you go.
03453 009956. Andy's in Hales Owen. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hello, Ian.
What you got for us, boss?
Well, you was on about earthquakes.
Oh, yeah.
But can I say about the singers? I mean, I must disagree with you. What? John Lennon, a fantastic singer,
no.
And Adam Faith.
No.
If you heard him sing some of the records, what wasn't known on his LPs or EPs as they was then,
yeah.
He's got a fantastic...
No, Adam Faith didn't, because he was all...
Now, Adam Faith was a great singer. He wasn't even born then, was he? He wasn't born then.
I'm Adam Faith. I'm Adam Faith. What do you want if you don't want money? What do you want if you don't want the... That was it, wasn't it? Hang on a second, have a listen. You're telling me this guy can sing?
What do you want if you don't want money? What do you want if you don't want gold? Say what you want and I'll give it to you, darling. Wish you wanted my love, baby.
Good song, rubbish singer. He's rubbish.
All right, if you say so.
Thank you, Andy.
Yes.
Anything
John Lennon, fantastic.
Well,
Elvis Presley, number one. And when they say the Beatles, I mean, there wasn't a rock band, there was a pop band.
They were a pop band, yes. Oh, hang on a second, here we go. Adam.
It's played through. What do you want, oh boy, you're making a fool of me.
This is like when my granddad used to sing pop, right? When he was taking the mic.
That was the shortest record ever.
What? Then you went to my love, baby.
Well, 1:35. This song.
Well, I think it was very short.
Yeah, 1:35. Because you get these singers now, right? And they've got no idea how to write a song, and they think it's got to be 4 or 5 minutes long. Listen, if it takes 1:35 to tell the story, then the song is 1:35.
Well, that's right, but one of your callers, I do agree with him. Some of the singers today, oh dear, I wouldn't buy buttons to go and see them.
Now, well, listen, One Direction are better than this rubbish.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm eyeing up on these young groups, but their latest record, I don't know who sings, but I think it's their album.
Baby. Hang on a second. Lee?
Yes, mate.
One Direction versus Adam Faith. Not in a fight. That would be unfair. One of them's dead.
No contest.
Who's the better singer, Lee?
I still put money on Adam Faith in a fight anyway with the skinny necks and
bigger necks. I bet Adam Faith had a few... I bet he came from the streets, didn't he, Faith? Budgie. Yeah. He had a few... OK, but who's the best singer?
Oh, Adam Faith.
You're having a laugh. You're just saying it to be controversial.
Listen, go onto YouTube and type in One Direction without auto-tune.
Yes.
There's a song on there called, I think it's Story of My Life. It's without them singing it, like without all this palaver that they have.
This palaver, yes.
Listen to it. Put it on there.
Well, I can't put it on now because my fingers aren't working, but I will promise you I will not go and do
One
that.
One Direction with that auto-tune.
OK.
Them stripped to the bones and honestly, it's a...
Well, Andy, Lee sounds like a young fella. You've got the young people on your side as well.
He sounds like...
No, no, he's not young.
He knows his music.
Lee, you sound about 26. 26?
43.
Straight to number one.
All right, and
I've got all them records. I've got every one of them.
All right, fella. Well, good for you.
I'll tell you who else is actually the worst singer you've missed out on this one. Billy Bragg.
Oh, yeah,
He's got to be the worst singer ever.
He is. I do like a bit of Billy Bragg, but he can't sing.
No.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. He's a stinky singer, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely.
But how do these people... How do these people become successful as singers?
God, no. I mean, you got people like Pixie Lott and all them are just, they're just not memorable. You know what I mean? Even though these rappers like Puff Daddy, whatever his name is, you can't remember any of the songs. So tell a kid to sing a song.
But then Lee, you know what you're doing. Yeah. You're doing what Andy's doing and what I do and what your mum and dad do when you were a kid. You're knocking the kids' music. Because it's not for our ears, is it?
It's not at all. Oh,
I'm glad we agreed on that.
Lee, don't forget to listen to Auto-Tune.
I will not do that. But Lee, Andy, thank you very much indeed.
BBC WM, let's welcome Shirley in Streatley, first-time caller to the phone. And morning, Shirley.
Morning, both of you. Are these pansies, is it going to be too cold in February for that?
Pineapple started growing 5 years ago and it finally fruited.
Good for you.
The gardening phone-in awaits your call.
But he can't bear strong-smelling lilies.
Don't grow them, then.
What are you doing, Joan? He doesn't like them. Don't grow them.
Every Saturday, you can get advice from gardening expert Phil Mycam.
Problem with the lawn.
They're called chafer grubs.
Morning, Roy. How's your moles?
Standing in my shed now looking at it.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
And you can get lots of gardening done then, can't you, son?
Well, I hope so.
The Gardening Phone-In. Saturdays from 8 on BBC WM 95.6.
Hey, it's a good listen. Doreen, what would you like to say, Doreen?
No, you know about people that can't sing. I'm going back a bit.
Yeah.
I can't think of it now, but I'll tell you the song.
Yeah.
I want an old-fashioned house.
Send an old-fashioned fence.
And an old-fashioned millionaire. She was as thin as a rake, and she looked as though she got malnutrition. And I can't remember her name. She used to have, like, fur on, you know, like, she reminded me of a cat, how she used to walk.
She used to purr.
My husband used to think she was wonderful. I couldn't think she could sing at all.
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean. I haven't got it.
Oh, look, no, I can't get it off.
I know exactly who you mean. Eartha Kitt.
Yep.
She played. Eartha Kitt played the Catwoman in Batman once.
I think.
She was a very, very sexy
she'd
lady.
She her as a singer.
She would. No, she couldn't say. She kind of purred it, didn't she? She would purr the song. She was. I don't think people were enjoying the vocal capabilities. I think they just. The blokes found her sexy.
Probably, yeah. She was like a rake. Really?
She was like the Jessie J of her day, wasn't she? A little bit mucky, but pleasant.
I think some of these people... That,
not Jessie J, Madonna.
...in the X Factor either, they can't sing.
Oh, none of them can sing.
No, I don't think Ollie Murs is up with the, you know...
Well,
can't compare him with some of the...
Pavarotti.
..you know, the older singers. I mean, I don't say he can sing now, but Tom Jones is a good singer in his time.
No.
He was in his time.
No.
But I'll tell you...
Here's the thing about Tom Jones.
She can sing now and she's over 80.
Yes.
Shirley Bassey.
Right.
She can still belt it out. I don't care what anybody says.
Is this a conversation?
For her 80, hello, marvellous.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Doreen, my love. Nice to speak to you at last. Shirley Bassey was good. Tom Jones was good. Tom Jones never had a decent song, though. All of his songs are rubbish.
Well, it depends. But people still sing them.
Here's one.
To me, if somebody sings a song or a melody and you can still sing it a few years on, it was a hit.
Doreen!
Go on, then.
Blimey, O'Reilly. Have you got your hearing aid turned on today?
Oh, I don't need it.
Pardon?
I don't need it.
I think you might. Doreen, here's a singer who was rubbish. Roy Orbison. He was terrible.
Wasn't all that clever. Singers, you can take or leave him, I'll say middle of the road.
Would you take or leave Neil Diamond?
I like Neil Diamond.
Beautiful. That's handy. There was a gap and I had to go for it. I'm sorry. Thank you, Doreen.
She had a sunny disposition. He had a cloud that never went away. She woke up singing almost every day. It turned him all around and brought him in from the pouring rain. She had a sunny way of talking, and when she finished, she'd always smile. It wasn't flashy, but she had style. She touched him so profound that he was never to be the same. First she had him walking, then he'd be talking, walking.
talking and talking, and soon he'd be laughing out loud. Never would believe it if you couldn't see it. She came to be someone that he could not be without. They made a sunny combination. You wouldn't think so, but it was true. They heard a voice coming from the blue. True love was calling out, and it was calling them both by name. Started with a whisper, pretty soon he kissed her. That's when that whisper turned into a mighty roar. More than just affection, made a real connection. That's when he knew she was what he was missing before. She gave him plenty inspiration, and every song he wrote from then till now had something about it explaining how she turned his life around. Before her sunny disposition, he didn't know where he was going. She had a funny way of knowing, and knowing felt so right when she became his wife. She brought a sunny disposition.
Lots of people saying that the One Direction video that we have been directed towards is a fake. Everyone's saying it's obviously a fake. I think One Direction, the thing about that, I've heard one of their songs, and it was all right, actually. They're sort of quite good, blandy singers. That's it. They're pretty boys, isn't it? That's the thing, is they all look pretty and slightly, they've got a quirk about them. That's what's so good about them. Just got to be careful of being... We're the old people, guys, slagging off the kids' music, like how my mum did to me and your mums would have done to you. Ian, put Dido on your list. Oh, yeah, she's rubbish, isn't she? Here we go. Leave Axl Rose alone. Well, you can't spell his name, mate. True rock voice. I'd have to squeeze certain parts of my anatomy to get... He just does the shouty. Ah! He just does the shouty singing. There's no good there. His voice is stuffed now, but not in the early days. And Miles says, Axl Rose is God. I'm not convinced. Let's get the travel news. Here's Phil Peacock.
Still got these problems on the northbound M42. There are queues from Junction 9 through to Junction 10 for Tamworth. So that's because of an earlier accident, but all lanes have been reopened. It's been recovered. Got some problems as well on the northbound side of the M6. There's a multi-vehicle accident still in place in the outside lane, causing delays between Junction 4 and Junction 4A. That's the M42 turns. It's going to take you about 25 minutes to negotiate those delays. In Blackheath, Gorsty Hill Road is very congested because of roadworks between Beaches Road and Hillside Avenue. Busy in Ford House as well at Wolverhampton as you make your way onto the A449 Stafford Road, approaching Three Tons Lane. Again, it's gas main work and temporary traffic lights causing those delays. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 0330 123 3550.
Thank you, Phil.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country. BBC WM 95.6.
Last 30 minutes of the show. If you want to give us a call, now is an excellent time. 03453 009956. We'll speak after the news with Charlotte Harriman.
A serious case review into the death of a troubled teenager from the Black Country at a children's home 2 years ago says more should have been done to assess the risk she posed. 17-year-old Kelly Button lit a fire in her room at the home in Shropshire and barricaded the door so firefighters couldn't get in. She was in the care of Walsall Council. A High Court judge has ruled that the Sutton Coalfield MP, Andrew Mitchell, should pay two sets of legal costs for his failed libel action over the so-called Plebgate affair. The Conservative MP has been told he should pay Newsgroup Newspapers and PC Toby Rowland for the costs they incurred. Four men have been arrested after a gun was thrown from a car that police were chasing in Dudley. It happened in the early hours of this morning when officers were following a Ford Focus which was acting suspiciously. Four men, aged between 19 and 29, are in police custody. Academics at Birmingham University have found that our internal body clock might have a greater impact on sporting ability than previously thought. In a study of elite athletes, those who would naturally prefer to sleep in will give a better athletic performances hours later in the day than early birds. Finally, taking a look at the weather, cold with some wintry showers, but less than yesterday, and temperatures reaching 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Wintry showers overnight, temperatures dipping down to minus 1 degree Celsius, 30 degrees Fahrenheit.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country, BBC WM 95.6.
No one, Joe, producer Joe, are you all right?
No.
What have you done?
My lip.
What?
I bit my lip.
Oh, I mean,
sorry.
Could it not wait 30 minutes?
What, for me to bite my lip?
Well, for you to, you know, bang on about it, because I'll be going home then.
It hurts.
Hey, bottom lip. You can't. Yeah, you can't bite. Can you bite the top lip?
You can.
I don't think you can.
I don't think.
I don't think you can bite the top lip.
No,
if you ever bitten your top lip, 03453009956, how the hell did you do it? More painful than that, of course, is if you have, like, cheese on toast or a really hot pizza from the microwave and the cheese burns the roof of your mouth so that the skin peels off.
Can pizza in the microwave?
Yeah. You can get about? Like you can get micro pizzas.
That sounds revolting.
You can, I mean, yes, it's not nice. I didn't say it was going to be nice.
That's disgusting.
You can get pizzas that you put in the microwave.
Does it not go soggy?
Okay, well, a hot pizza from the oven then. But the cheese, because the cheese kind of makes like a shield that that goes and rips the skin off the flesh. Although it's quite satisfying pulling the flesh off of the roof
of
your mouth.
When you've like, got a blister on the roof of your mouth and then it flakes off.
Yeah. Painful experiences and satisfying experiences with your body. Actually, probably best not to use that as a topic. Keith's on the line. Good afternoon, Keith.
Good afternoon. Dusty Springfield,
aye.
Best female singer
hang on a minute, we're doing people that can't sing.
All right, then the Pogues, lead singer of the Pogues.
Well done, fair play. I threw a card at you and you bounced it off with your magnetic eyes. Yes, the Pogues couldn't sing, but you're right, Dusty was good. Yeah, I'll give you a bit of Dusty.
Yeah, she was really good.
If you want the best, one of the best Sunday morning albums. Dusty in Memphis.
I've got that.
Listen, Sunday morning, get the papers, get the kids out, get the coffee on, sit down, listen to Dusty in Memphis. Ay, 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 that is...
You forgot me. I'm the one that lives on my own, so I've got no kids.
Well, then it's even better then, Keith. Just get the coffee on, loosen the belt of the trousers, relax, because you're relaxing. Lie back, put a bit of Dusty in Memphis on, and just enjoy it, Keith.
Yep, I will do this.
Ta-ta. Thank you very much indeed. We can do that last 25 minutes of the show. Best Sunday morning albums. Honestly, Dusty in Memphis. Sure, it's just... I believe they call it... I believe they would describe it as having a mellow vibe. Mellow vibe. A mellow vibe, Rick.
Ah, mellow vibe. That would be John Martin and Solid Air.
I don't know much about John Martin. I don't know much about John Legend. I don't know much about any of these singers called John.
Oh,
but I wish them the very best of luck.
Well, unfortunately, he's dead now.
You're fading in and out.
Yes, that's because I'm not here.
that answers a lot. What have you got for us, Rick?
Well, I was thinking Anastasia, female singer.
Oh, Anastasia. I had such a crush on Anastasia. Honestly, yeah. I had such a crush on her. Because I'm not that... She really was a delightful woman to look at, wasn't she? And to listen to her vocal talents as well.
Yes, her vocal talents are rather good. The same as Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks
is good. We're big Fleetwood Mac fans here at BBC Three Counties Radio. The BBC WM was the wrong station. It's the wrong station, don't matter. It's BBC. It started with BBC. I wasn't saying Heart or Capital or anything like that. Yep. We're big Stevie Nicks fans here at BBC WM 95.6. I don't think she can sing, though. I don't think she... Crystal visions of the gypsy lady.
Can sound like a sheep bleating sometimes.
Yeah.
But you see, everyone's been on about women. What about David Coverdale
excellent singer. And of course, I don't need to say anything else other than Ozzy Osbourne, perhaps.
Rick, we're going to let you go because I've got no idea what you're saying. It could be libelous. I don't know. Hi, my name's David Coverdale. Now, I'm not convinced that Tina Turner can sing.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll.
Couldn't sing. And I'm not saying, we're not saying this is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, that is a cracking record. That and Proud Mary, two of the greatest records of all time, but Tina Turner simply couldn't sing. 03453 00956. We're compiling a list of singers that can't sing. Juliet's on the line. Good afternoon to you, Juliet.
Hello, how are you?
Juliet, I'm looking forward to having a little cheeky lie down after this.
Okay.
I'm going to have a little cheeky lie down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like Dido, but I'm not keen on Kate Bush.
Oh, don't get us involved on the fraudster Kate Bush.
No.
No, we got into very, very serious trouble with Kate Bush's legal team about 3 months ago.
I didn't know that.
No, I tell you what happened was, I can't remember exactly what Kate Bush had been doing that got us into so much trouble.
That she'd been on tour and one of the women was sold fake tickets, wasn't she?
Yeah, and so Kate Bush was basically selling fake tickets to her own concert.
She wasn't.
That's what we have to say. We broke the story.
It was nothing to do with Kate
Bush.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what we have to say, Juliet. The legal team got involved, so Kate Bush wasn't selling hooky tickets to her own concert.
Yeah, I like Kate, that as well.
Everyone likes Take That, although I'm bored of them now.
Well, there's only three of them left now.
Yeah, how can they call them? They should call themselves Take or something, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Because all right, yes, listen, Robbie going, okay, four of them, and it's only Jason that's gone now, but still, you can't have a trio of them. That's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Juliet, have a listen to this, right? Now, this is a story about something quite unpleasant, OK? And I don't want to dwell on the unpleasant side of it, but there's an interesting kind of... Don't worry about him. There's an interesting... Well, just listen to this, Juliet, right? A married man, OK, who... Are you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely. A married... What I want to know is, would you put up with this? A married man who moved his mistress in with his wife and two children sent out naked photos of her, the mistress... when she cheated on him. Kevin Howlett, 40, started the affair after meeting the woman on Facebook. It continued when she came to live in his family home. This is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the most nuts setup, right?
I'm not on Facebook or on the internet or anything.
Well, so this woman isn't you?
No.
You're not on the internet at all?
No, I don't have access to internet, no.
Have you not got an email address?
No, I'm not on email,
Have you got a portable... one of those pocket... a mobile telephone?
I've just got a basic phone. It hasn't even got a camera on.
How old are you, Juliet? If you don't mind me asking.
39.
Oh?
Wow.
That's quite a feat, really. Well done, I say.
Great feat. Well done. A court heard he wanted revenge when she returned to Nottingham after a row... and his wife, Linda, informed him his lover had affairs behind his back. What? At what point, Juliet and producer Joe, you're both women, we've got the results back from the laboratory, we can say that categorically. At what point, right, so you're married to this fellow, and he says, listen, Joe, listen, Juliet, I know we're married, I want to stay married, I don't want to end the marriage. Right, Joe, I don't want to end the marriage, but I'm going to bring Juliet in to live with us. She's my mistress.
Fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah, of course it is.
Juliet, do you want to come and live with me and my wife, Joe?
No.
Now, come on. You can use our internet anytime you want.
No, I'm okay. I've managed without it. I prefer the radio and
come on.
We've got
digital radio in our house.
I've got a digital radio.
Yeah. We've got Wi-Fi all throughout the house. You could have free access. You could have, you know, obviously within reason, but you could have unlimited access to that Wi-Fi if you come and live with me and my wife.
No, I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Juliet, thank you very much indeed. Well, that's disappointing, Joe.
It is really, isn't it? She'd only cheat on you.
That's a weird setup, isn't it? I mean, and what, you know, he posted, you know, horrible pictures of her and stuff, or sexy pictures of her online, which is a horrible thing to, what do they call it? Revenge porn, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Horrible, horrible business and shocking. But did neither of these women in his life, the wife, the mother of his children, and the mistress go, yeah, do you know what, Kevin? And I'm seeing a picture of him. He's no George Clooney.
Well, maybe it wasn't about him. Maybe it was about the, you know.
Oh, come on.
You never know.
Come on. 03453-00956.
The West Midlands' biggest football phone-in.
A bit shocked from what I've just heard you say about Ron Villar.
I'm happy now. I've got a decent manager for once. So.
I think he just shows you what happens to leave the Albion.
Mr Pulis, he's got an eye on Aaron Lennon.
Villa again yesterday. Just not good enough.
He's wondering why we're all cheering him. It's because there's nothing to cheer.
Paul's in Walsall. I'm not sure whether he's a Walsall fan. Hello, Paul.
All right, Frank. So, yes, I am indeed. I'm bloody cursing that I didn't go.
The West Midlands' biggest football phone-in.
I can't understand why they just don't play the strongest team.
If Dicko had played, we'd have won the game.
Have your say with the legends. Weeknights from 6.
BBC WM.
95.6.
Can I do a story? And I'm doing this story... No. It's the sad story we talked about. It's the really sad story. It's just such an incredible story of bad luck. And by the way, I'm not falling for that Natural History Museum nonsense. It's whisper bars all over again. They want a furore. They want a Facebook campaign. They want us to complain that Dippy, the fake Diplodocus, because it turns out that's how you pronounce it, is being moved. We all know it won't be. Kids don't like whales. Kids like dinosaurs. You want us up in arms to go and see your, let's be honest, slightly dull museum instead of going next door to the science museum, which is cool. This is the saddest story in the world. If you're not moved by this story, then shame on you. A newly engaged holidaymaker plunged to her death after losing her footing in her excitement at her boyfriend's clifftop proposal. Isn't that incredible? She's got the coolest name in the world. Have you heard her name? Thrilled Dimitrina Dimitrova. Isn't that a good name? Dimitrina Dimitrova. Foreigners have such much better names. I don't know the gentleman's name. But that foreigners have much better names. Thrilled. This is such a sad story. Thrilled Dimitrina Dimitrova, 29, lost her balance as she jumped up and down in delight after her partner asked her to marry him at the beauty spot on Ibiza. So at the edge of the cliff, he gets down on one knee. I said, will you marry me? She goes, this is brilliant. Yes, and starts bouncing up and down and falls over the edge of the... Isn't that the most tragic thing in the world? Joe, don't you... Doesn't that break your heart? Isn't that tragic? It's such a sad story. It is the saddest thing.
Isn't it just...
My proposal was on the ground. It was by a lake at night. That could have been, you know, that could have been awkward, but it was on the ground. But you just think, flipping it. I'm sorry to end the to bring the show to a bit of a downer in the last 15 minutes. I just read that this morning and I couldn't quite get my head around it. Heartbreaking, isn't it?
Only because it's real. If it was a comedy thing, if it was, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But because it actually happened.
Over there. It's the saddest thing. She's laughing because I'm showing her pictures of animals now. I'm trying to turn this around because I don't want to end on a downer like that. I mean, that is such a sad story. Animals. Animals, animals, animals. You like this one, don't you? Not best friends, beast friends. That doesn't even mean anything. Beast friends.
Yeah, beast friends.
But they're best friends. They're not even best friends.
Are they beast best friends?
03453-00956. Otherwise, you've got 13 minutes of this rubbish. Beast friends, meet the strangest double acts in the animal kingdom. There have been some really... it's been a really slow news week. The Daily Mail had a whole page... It may have been last Saturday, I don't know. A whole page on snowdrops.
Yeah.
Snowdrops! The world's dullest flowers.
Oh, but they're magical because you see them and you think we're nearly through, we've nearly done it.
You don't really see snowdrops anymore,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, you do.
No.
There's loads.
So basically, it's a picture of one animal's...
One animal's?
With another animal's. But there's a tort... I mean, I don't even understand. This is how desperate they are. What's great is the Daily Mirror. I've got nearly two pages, one and a half pages, on a kangaroo and a wombat. That's quite a nice picture, actually. I'll give you that. Greyhound and an owl. And they've got a tiny, tiny little box about when two Russian bombers capable of carrying nuclear bombs flew over Bournemouth in the week. Huh? Do you not think we've completely got the news to cock? So there's a picture of a giraffe and an ostrich, a tiger bear and a lion, a deer and a goose. The deer and the goose aren't actually that close to each other. And then a tiny little box. Britain yesterday summoned the Russian ambassador to explain why military aircraft flew over Bournemouth. 03453-00956.
Next to mine and dream.
you me. No, hang on a second. 03453 009956 is the phone number. If you want to give us a call for the last few minutes of the show, then why the heck would you not want to do that? That would be insane behaviour. You seen this story? There's always a story, isn't there, about someone coming back from the dead. And this is fair play. The Sun, you know, the Sun may be what the Sun is, but they do come up with good headlines. This one's called Coffin Dodger. Coffin as in coughing. Dead man's hacking halts burial. I've never called it coughing hacking. That seems an odd. Stunned mourners heard a dead man coughing in his coffin. Brilliant. As he was about to be buried. Family peered into the box and found... How are you going to say? How would you say this? G-U-O.
Hang on, let me write it down. G-U-O.
Gyo.
Oh, just G-U-O.
G-U-O. Yeah, that's it. Gyo.
Go.
No. Well, you're not saying...
Silent U. Silent U?
Silent. You can't have a silent U.
You can.
Silent U.
U.
Gyo.
Gyo.
Liu.
Gyo.
Gyo Liu.
Gyo.
Well, no, I'm doing his last name now.
Is it Goo?
He was 45, spluttering and crying. The funeral was well underway after he'd been declared dead after spending 3 months in a coma. What the flipping heck is this? We can laugh because he's alive. We couldn't laugh about the proposal story because someone had died. We can laugh about this because the fella's come back to life. So if you've got any kind of pent-up laughter that you've been saving, now is the time to get it out. Gyul had collapsed while smoking on a night out. Oh, blimey, had been rushed to hospital with a bleed on the brain. What country is this? Wife Qing Mai said of her husband, "It was very sad. We were sort of expecting it as we knew he couldn't stay like that forever. As we were preparing for him to be buried, we heard a wheezing sound coming from the coffin. When we went to see what it was, we saw he was breathing and crying." Flipping it. Imagine, I don't know if this was a burial, if it says burial. Imagine that. That's the worst thing, isn't it?
I'm having a bell in my coffin.
Yeah,
Well, yeah, I am.
They say they used to do that in Victorian times, but I think that's a myth. Well, you can have one.
Yeah, I don't care whether they did it. I am having one.
Don't have a mobile phone. You won't get a signal.
Nope.
Trust me, I found out the hard way. but imagine that you get... You wake up, you go out for a night out, you're having a fag, you fall asleep, then you wake up, you don't know it's months later, and you're in a comfy, nice silky, what the bit, and you're in a coffin. Flipping heck. There's a brilliant film, right? One of my gay choices is Ryan Reynolds. Isn't he just?
He is beautiful.
Isn't he? He's got brilliant hair.
Amazing.
And his eyes.
He's gorgeous.
Ryan Reynolds. I would totally drop everything for him. by everything. I mean my trousers. He's adorable. But it's a brilliant film where he wakes up in a coffin.
In a coffin. Oh, okay. No.
Well, what did you think?
No,
Are you thinking of Amityville Horror?
No, I'm thinking of
He wakes up in a coffin. He's the only person in the film. The whole film is him in a coffin.
Oh.
It is flipping brilliant. It's a tense psychological thriller. But he's in it. So he gets you lots of close-ups of the eyes.
In a coffin? Is it not dark?
Well, I mean, I think there's a light in there. There's a light in there.
I'm having a light and a bell.
Yeah. I'm having Sky TV in mine.
There's things, aren't there things where there's like nail marks and things when they've opened up tombs and things years and years later?
No.
There's like people where they've scratched to get it out and they've been buried alive.
No.
Yes, there
that's
is.
That's literally never happened.
I think it has.
It's literally never happened.
It literally might have done.
It literally might have done. I can tell you, it literally doesn't.
It literally has.
Hey, here we go. I'm old enough to remember that when spending a penny meant actually you needed a penny. Mm-hmm. You're not old.
I am old enough.
Well, you would have to put... You'd go into the toilet, but to use the cubicle, you'd have to put a little penny in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, of course, it's a lot more than that.
20p, is it?
40p in some places. Yeah, I use toilets. I use public toilets a lot because I've got very... Well, no, what's your beef with that? I've got a very, very weak bladder. The number of times... This is awful, right? The number of times I've had a long drive and you go and park in like an underground car park or a multi-storey and I've weed in the car park.
I think we should,
Well, I'm just saying
Save that for tomorrow.
That's something to look forward to, isn't it? I open the bonnet and
that
pretend...
That is disgusting.
No, it's
that
not.
That is disgusting.
I open the bonnet, pretend that I'm filling up the...
That is horrible. That's why car parks smell of wee, because people like you...
Wee in it.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, open up more public toilets
that
then.
That is horrible.
Open up more public toilets
that
then,
Joe.
That
actually makes me really cross.
Good.
It's disgusting.
I'm doing one now. In the studio. But... They're about 40 pence, some 50 pence. The 40 pence a go public toilets at Leeds Railway Station, have a guess how much they made in a year. In a year.
Go on.
Well, no. We've got a minute to fill, so go on, have a guess.
And how much? So 40p?
40p a go a year in Leeds Railway Station. Now, I've been to Leeds. It's not... I mean, the railway station's not that big compared to a proper town.
£5,000?
Sorry?
There's a lot of people that go through train stations.
£200,000. £200,000?
No.
Well, on that bombshell. There's more of this. Hey, listen, loads of calls today. Thank you so much, and all of your texts and your emails. We'll be back tomorrow between 9 and 12. We'll continue the debate about whether it's acceptable or not to do a wee-wee in a car park. Sometimes you've got to go. It is one of my bugbears. The council should open up more public toilets. Anyway, it's probably time I shut up. Let's get the travel news now. Here's Phil Peacock.
On the northbound M6, there are delays of 25 minutes between Junction 4 and Junction 4A for the M42 because of a multi-vehicle accident in the inside lane. The southbound M6 is also beginning to pick up through the roadworks between Junction 11 at Cannock and Junction 8 for the M5. Slow-moving traffic at Ford Houses in Wolverhampton on Stafford Road towards 3 Tons Lane because of temporary traffic lights there. If you can update us, call BBC WM 95.6 Travel on 0330 123 3550.
The voice of Birmingham and the Black Country.
BBC WM 95.6.
4 o'clock on BBC WM. Ian Lee back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Can somebody remind me not to use that studio that he's in from now on? Let's get the main news on BBC WM with Charlotte Harriman.